This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Secchi today on this Christmas weekend. I hope that you are having a sensational time with family and friends during this holiday season. And thank you for joining us and being part of our program this weekend, special weekend. My first guest this first hour, first time on our show, by the way, is Mark Millevatz. He's got a brand new Christmas spectacular that's airing nationwide all this weekend. And you got to check your local listings for time and station. You'll love the show. Okay, it's a huge production. Later on, country artist who's a friend of mine, Neil Backus. He's got a brand new CD out. We'll be chatting to him about it. In our lifestyles portion, Claudia Lombana and sommelier Theo Rutherford. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Secchi today.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, down.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
Wow, I tell you, what a voice, what a song. What an arrangement, what a rendition. That's a beautiful song. Of course, that was made famous by our friend, the late Andy Williams, but that version is by our next guest, who is an unbelievable artist. He's a premier showman, not only here in America, he's international, and he's got a Christmas show that is right now on the air, perfect weekend for it here on Christmas. It's called Christmas Wonderland. Joining us right now is Mark Millevatz.
Oh, you did it perfectly, okay, Ron. Yeah, okay. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I want to tell you something, Mark. I've heard so much about you. We got a CD here so we could play it. You do a sensational job. Tell us about this show because, as I mentioned, it's syndicated everywhere. You're on CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, CW, on Right Now TV, RFD TV, AMG TV, as well as Binge TV, U2 America, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire, and most recently on American Forces Television. So tell us about the show, because you do some great, great songs.
Well, after that introduction, Ron, good night, everybody.
Good night.
I can't follow that up. But Well, I'll tell you, thank you so much. I'm very blessed to be able to do it, very blessed to have it where it is. You know, the show actually began, I had 33 burns as an 8-year-old kid, my left leg, and they grafted me back together. And I was, later, when I'd grown up a little bit, I was visiting an ICU unit on an Arnold Palmer hospital and delivering stuffed animals to kids. And, you know, once you leave there, you can't help but shed a tear or 10. And I said, you know, there's got to be something we can do. So with the help of the Palmers, the late Winnie and Arnold Palmer, they helped me start the show 25 years ago, the live production, actually near Latrobe, Pennsylvania, in Greensburg.
Right.
At the Palace Theater there. Since you're from Erie, you would know where that is, I think.
Certainly do.
And and then we moved it to Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh, the Byam Theater, and then toured it as well. But about 3 years ago, maybe four now, I was shopping a television variety show that I wanted to do, and they asked me if I would give them my Christmas show. Could we put that together? So that's how it happened. That's how it was born. And finally, my original wish to let kids in the hospital know they're not forgotten at Christmas and people to see it on TV came true. You know, I call it a 25-year overnight sensation, but that's really how it happened.
Yeah, isn't it true about that 25-year overnight sensation? That's what people think all the time. Well, this just happened, you know. You mentioned the fact that Arnold and Winnie were, you know, responsible for the conception of this thing in Latrobe. They were my neighbors here in Orlando, too, because of his golf course. Great, great, mm-hmm. great people. They really were. Now, you're doing this with a 16-piece Pops orchestra, and a lot of terrific songs, and you work the audience, and you really go out there and perform. Now, when you're not doing the Christmas show, do you tour with that orchestra?
I do, yeah. We do some other shows, an intimate evening with Mark Melodas. We do a Viva Las Vegas show. I was blessed to be able to open for Engelbert Humperdinck, and when I was very, very young, the first person I opened for was Perry Como.
Oh, wow.
Also from
Pennsylvania. Right. Him and Bobby Vinton from the same city.
Yep, Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The home of the famous Sarah's Candies, if you're over there, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very unusual, and it's a compliment to the talent, when another singer allows you to open for him, because, especially if it's a local singer, because, you know, you have a lot of friends in the audience, and for Perry Como and Engelbert to do that, I tell you who did that for me was Bobby Vinton and Pat Boone, which I thought was nice,
wow.
Because normally they want a comedian or some other thing in front of it, not as the opening act.
Right, right. It was, you know, and it was, the Engelbert one was very interesting. There was it was in Pittsburgh. And DeCesar Engler were the producers of the show.
Know them.
They were a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They did a lot of stuff up in Erie, where I'm from.
Exactly. And they came to me. I was about to step on. It was only supposed to be 15 minutes. And they came to me and they said, hey, Engelbert's not feeling real well. Could you do 45 and do the first set?
Really?
And I said, there are 7,000 people out there that will stone me to death. They're waiting for Engelbert. I said, but yes, I'll give it a shot. And it went extremely well, much to my surprise, and had fun with the audience and, you know, did a lot of fun stuff. So from there, we then did an opening for Barry Manilow and some other stuff. So, yeah, it was very interesting but very scary.
Did you always want to do this? Because my origination in this business was in the radio and television business. Did you always want to sing? You know, a lot of times this thing happens by accident, as you and I know, Mark.
Yeah, you know, I always did. I was, when I was 8 years old, again, when I was burned, I would go and visit my grandfather, who was bedridden, and he would give me a quarter to 50 cents to learn a new song every week and sing it to him. And I thought, this is really a great gig. I'm getting paid,
mm-hmm.
and I'm having fun. But I really did, you know, and it was actually the Beach Boys that I listened to. I love Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys.
Sure.
I actually had a chance to meet some of them within the last 5 years and work with him, and it was very, you know, it's just surreal. But yeah, I always did, you know. And but the other thing is, like, you know, I loved radio. So one of my, you know, paths veered off. I did radio for a while.
Really?
Yeah. There was a station, a B94 in Pittsburgh, a CHR station, mm-hmm. Cover Hits, and WISA in Charleroi, and then Womp FM in Wheeling. But there was a time, you know, and that was, I think I was only 19, and all of a sudden they wanted me to do afternoon drive and leave college, and I said, oh, no, I can't do that. My dad will kill me. So I didn't, and continued on the path of singing. and that's kind of it. But, yeah, I always did want to. But I'd love radio. It's one of my first two loves.
I feel like I'm interviewing me.
I can't wait to meet you. You sound like a blast.
I tell you, that's a very spooky thing going on here, man.
It is. Well, you are from Erie.
Boy, you hit that on the nose. You do get back to Pittsburgh.
I understand you're up there now for Christmas.
Yes, so I'll be in Pittsburgh for Christmas. My mom is still in Pittsburgh. She actually splits her time between Orlando, as one of my sisters does, and Pittsburgh. And I split my time between Nashville and Pittsburgh. So, in Pittsburgh for Christmas.
Well, that's great. Obviously, you're going to come down and visit relatives here in Orlando, and they're not that far from me either. So we're going to have to get together, break bread, and come on over to the studio and sing a few tunes or maybe do a show together. That would be kind of cool.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Now, the Christmas show, again, it's called Christmas Wonderland. Where did you do it?
We taped most of it, actually, believe it or not, in Pittsburgh, most of the segments. I also have some special guest greetings from Rick Springfield, Gloria Estefan, Colt Ford, who's a country music rapper, mm-hmm. believe it or not, but Billy Ray Cyrus, Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys. Oh, and T.G. Shepherd.
Oh, his wife. Nice man, T.J. Nice guy.
Isn't he, though?
He's a nice guy. He got a bus one time from Elvis Presley. You know, he was bugging Elvis about, I need a bus. Finally, Elvis said, you know what, give the guy a bus because he needs a bus. Yeah, he's a nice man, as is Rick Springfield. I mean, all those people are big talent and really going to add to the show, Mark. We're going to take a quick pause for a second. Our guest is one very talented man whose Christmas Wonderland stage production is televised right now all across the country. You got to check out his website to get the time and station. It's markmilovats.com. Check it out. And after a quick break, we're going to come back, and Mark's going to join us for another segment. And we'll be right back with more on this weekend of Christmas live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Dashing through the snow. In a one-horse open sleigh, all the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world on this weekend of Christmas. And our guest, Mark Milovats, has been nice enough to stay with us another segment. That's him singing, of course, the traditional Jingle Bells. And, Mark, we were talking about your show that's airing right now all across the country called Christmas Wonderland. Did you do it all at one time, or you kind of, you know, these shows are kind of cut up, as you and I know, and I'm sure the audience probably figures that out at some point. They're not as naive as earlier television audiences were. You could fool an audience pretty easy on radio and television. Now they're pretty sharp. But did you do it all in one session?
We did.
Oh, wow. Really?
Did do it all in one session. Yep. You know, I don't have the luxury of some people to tape all these things in multiple places, like that, like the Beach Boys taped Good Vibrations
last
month over, I don't know how many studios. So we have to get it right. I always tell the band, please get it right tonight because this is all I got.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yes, yeah, most of it was.
I'm sure that you are, Will. You mentioned Good Vibrations. That for a long time, those guys who've been on my show several times, they couldn't do that song live because they didn't have the instrumentation invented yet that could make them do what they recreated in the studio back in the mid-60s.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I know.
They scored more money on that 45 that had ever been spent on one record up to that point.
It's, yeah, I know. And, I like to read a lot about the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson. Yep. And it's amazing. And the studio was just, they were dying because it was costing so much money.
Yeah. John Stamos seems to be a pretty permanent fixture on this tour that they just had.
I think so. You know, I've never met him. I know there's the Mike Love version of the Beach Boys out.
Right. That was the one.
And then there's Brian Wilson and Al Jardine, the other half, out on tour as well. So I don't know. I guess, you know, works well for them that way.
You know, Mark, I'm surprised you said the Beach Boys because I know that I've talked to a lot of people, including the guys from NSYNC, that, you know, like the harmony and everything, but it was a group. Is there a individual singer that influenced you?
You know, my mom listened to Robert Goulet, and I'm a huge Robert Goulet fan, as well as my father, Emil, was a singer back in the day, and had a huge, powerful voice. And between the two of them, and music always being played around my house and when I was growing up, I think that's what did it.
That's
besides
good.
The Beach Boys, Robert Goulet.
Wow, very good. Well, Mark, this has been a delight really talking to you. I got to tell you something, though. There was a fella up in New York City that was in the radio business, but he wanted to interview me. So we did the interview, and every time he would ask me a question and I would tell him of somebody that I knew or worked with or a story that I knew, he had to top it for some reason or another. He said, well, I knew this guy. I heard this story. That's kind of what I'm feeling with you. But I'm not trying to compete with your remarkable career because I'm not doing that. But I got to tell you, the guy that influenced me the most, believe it or not, was Tennessee Ernie Ford. And when I went to when I went to California and saw his live show when I was only 7 years old, that did it for me. But, you know, I got to tell you a quick story. I talked to Meatloaf one time, and I asked him, who was your influence? And he said, Tennessee Ernie Ford. I almost fell off the chair.
Wow.
Yeah. He said, before I go on stage, I close the door, I sit there by myself, and I think that I'm Tennessee Ernie Ford. And I said, geez, you'd never
Are you kidding? So I couldn't believe it. I guess whoever it is that, you know, pushes the button wins.
Wow. Well, you know, just quick, if you don't mind me adding this, do you remember Boots Randolph, the Yakety Sack?
Oh, absolutely, yes, no doubt.
Well, Boots was a mentor of mine, and I met him coming off his show. I was going on stage, and he was coming off. And I said, Mr. Randolph, I'm doing a couple Elvis covers, and I know you played for Elvis.
Right.
And I was wondering if you'd play my record. And this is a true story. So he looked at me and goes, well, boy, he said, I ain't heard you yet, and I'm leaving. He said, so you send me something to Nashville, and I'll let you know. So about a month goes by, maybe 6 weeks. I get a call out of the blue. Hey, boy. Honest to God, that's how it was. I'll play on your record any darn time you want me to. You send me what you want. And that's how Boots and I kind of struck up a friendship. And later I was doing shows with him. And like Tennessee Ernie Ford, Boots was another wonderful, wonderful influence and a man that, what a great man.
Yeah.
Brother man.
And a terrific talent. And when you think about the fact that he became a star just playing the saxophone. I mean, you know, that, you know, a lot of instrumental songs in top 40 radio, just especially back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, just didn't make it. They're like a handful, and Yakety Sax is one of them, you know. But that's a great story. Well, again, it's Christmas Wonderland. It's a stage production that is now streaming on all kinds of venues. We're going to run down them again. Okay, this is the Christmas weekend. We're spending it here a little bit with our guest, Mark. And it can be seen on Right Now TV, RFD TV. That's a good network.
Yeah.
Okay, affiliates of CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, and CW, Binge TV, U2 America, Wealth of Entertainment, Apple TV, Roku, and on American Forces Television, which broadcasts to over 70 countries. We're on Armed Forces Radio, so I'm familiar with that. You know, Mark, I really mean we need to get together and spend some time, because I think you and I have a lot in common, and I appreciate the fact that our mutual friend Bruce Marin out of Las Vegas got us together, and I wish you much luck with this. Give me a website, Mark, that the people can go to catch where you're going to be after the holidays.
Yeah, so it's markmilovats.com, so MarkMilovats, markmilovats.com. They can find everything there, and oh, gosh, sign up for our email blast. Everything you could possibly want is there.
Everything you ever wanted to know about Mark Milovats.
Exactly. That's the Kinsu Knight from the 1970s.
That's right. That is exactly right. Great CD. Congratulations. We're going to go out with a little bit of music by Mark. And, Mark, don't be a stranger. You're welcome back anytime. You're a great guest, and I'm glad that you joined us here on this Christmas weekend, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Thank you so much for having me. A lot of fun. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, Mark. And we'll look forward to having you back in January. Our guest is Mark Milovats. Of course, as we mentioned before, his Christmas Wonderland stage production is airing right now during this holiday season. And if you get a chance, check out his website so that you know where he's going to be after that. And we're going to play a little bit of Mark's song right now. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie Today.
Long lay the world in sin. Till he appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder waits a new and glorious morn.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Traveling anywhere this Christmas Eve is just getting harder. FlightAware reports that over 5,800 flights have been delayed, nearly 2,600 canceled within, into, or out of the U.S. today. Jeremy Scott has more.
The saying, you can't get there from here, is ringing true for those who have spent any time waiting in an airport this weekend, like this woman trying to catch a flight to Canada.
My flight was canceled. I was going to go to Vancouver, and now I don't know what to do.
Officials say make sure to check with your airline before heading to the airport, but even then, your flight could still be impacted.
Police are investigating a fatal shooting at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says a 19-year-old man was killed Friday night during an altercation between two groups inside a Nordstrom store. No one picked all six numbers on the Mega Millions last night. Tuesday's drawing, $565 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Seggie. Actually, you're not listening to me. You're listening to that song, who is done by a new artist. He's been in this business a long time, but I'm telling you, he just released a brand new CD. I have it in front of me. It is sensational, and it's been a long, long time for Neil and Jenny Boggess. And joining us right now is Neil Boggess. Hi, Neil. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I am doing great, and thank you so much for allowing me to come on here. This is incredible.
Well, I got to tell you something. You and I met at one of the venues here in the Florida area, and I think we hit it off pretty well on the first go-round. And then when you came out with this new CD, I thought to myself, boy, we got to tell the world about it because it's sensational. I mean, now you did this along with your wife, right?
Yes, we did. What we looked for was songs that we could connect with and connect with you and tell a story. So we've got starting off with Ain't It Funny How Time Slips Away, and we did that because we've been in this business for 50 years, and then we've got...
I just told everybody you're new to the business.
I am. We've got Things on there, Drinking Champagne, San Antonio Rose, It's 4 in the Morning, Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, I Wish That I Could Fall in Love Today, Truck Driving Man, and then you finish it off with Put Your Hand in the Hand.
The band that you use, I've worked with, they were a warm-up for a show that I did here. They're sensational, and it's tough when you do a cover because everybody always relates it to the artist who did it.
Yep.
There are a lot of great artists out there, you being one of them and your wife, that do a great job on these covers. You know, I chuckle sometimes at those who think that overnight success is that quick. How did it start for you?
Well, like everybody else, started very, very young. I was 14 years old and fell in love with, of all things, Hank Williams music. Started out with the Beatles, and the Beatles told stories through their songs, and then I eventually went over to Hank Williams songs, which were very, very emotional songs, even for a 14 and 15-year-old. We started out playing the bars in South Dakota, and they had very lax rules back in those days, as long as you're parents were there with you, you could come on in and play. And so we did.
And your father got you connected with a big booking agent out of the Midwest to do all the fairs up there.
He did. We stayed back in South Dakota, and he moved his family to Chicago and calls me up one day and says, gee, I just walked into a place called Attractions Incorporated, and they'd like you to send them a tape, and they may use you. So we used a tape recorder with one microphone on it, sent them a tape. I still have the original tape.
Really?
I never erase anything. I'm kind of like you. I've got every shred of everything I've got. And they listened to it, and they said, they're hired.
Wow.
And it turned out to be 3-4 years of working at festivals, county fairs, state fairs, and stuff like that in a big, big area.
Then there was a part of your life when you were involved in the railroad business. I, like you, love the railroad. But tell us about what you're doing now, because you do something every week at an attraction here right outside of Orlando that is sensational.
Well, we have on Thursday nights, I'm working for the Orange Blossom Opry up in Wearsdale, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, we have I guess we used to call it a jam night, but we've taken it a step beyond that. I like to think of it more like the Ed Sullivan Show, where we'll have a variety of different music. I have people who will send me CDs and stuff like
sure.
that. I take the 12 best ones that I have, and they go into my rotation, and we do that show on Thursdays, and it's turned out absolutely great.
The Orange Blossom Opry is a very nice venue. I played there this past spring, and they bring in a lot of acts, not only country acts like the Oak Ridge Boys. They've also brought in a lot of things. They bring in my show, which is the tribute to American Bandstand. But what you do really is very good, because there is no outlet in radio or in live music that introduces new talent. That element is gone. The radio stations don't bring on new songs. It's a corporate decision on what they play. And you can't go into a venue the size of and as popular as this one, unless you have some experience. You've opened the doors for a lot of people.
I like to think we have. You know, going back to the old days when we made records, the only way we could get it played was actually we stopped at each individual station.
Right.
And give them a copy, and sometimes they'd play it, sometimes they wouldn't. Nowadays, that venue is gone.
Yep.
If I walked into a radio station with a copy of a CD, I think I'd be laughed out of the building, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not there anymore. So I'm proud of that. We've had a lot of people stop in and play with us and have went on to bigger things, bigger contests. We had a couple of young girls there last week who were just incredible. And you just go, wow.
You can watch that online, can you not?
Yep, yep.
Give us the site to that so people listening in Connecticut would know where to go.
Just go to Facebook, and it's at the Orange Blossom Opry. Click on that, and it'll take you right to the Facebook page, and they're all listed right in a row there.
Can you watch it on Thursday evening, but is it streaming the rest of the week then?
Yes. Yep, you can catch it off of that. YouTube also has them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge to stream it or anything like that. You can go in there, and I think we have one of the finest sound people in the world, sound system.
Yeah.
And how do you like the special effects, Ron?
Oh, yeah.
They're just incredible.
They really are. I watched the show that I did, and I didn't know all that thing was going on behind me. Your wife is involved with this. Have you always been a duo in music? I know, obviously, in marriage.
Yes, thank you. At one time, we had 6 family members in the band.
Really?
And that's when we were playing all those fairs, yeah. We were a group before a group in country music was even really much of it thought of, and we were a group until 1975, and then my brother decided to leave the business. It's a tough business. You're on the road a lot, but we're all back together, and we still do reunion concerts.
That's great. Now, where can we get the CD, Neil?
Well, hopefully it will be on Spotify. It should be on there in about a week or so.
Really?
Yep. I mean, you can call me, too, but I don't know if I can take all those phone calls.
Well, you have a website.
I do have a website.
And I have that website right in my hand here. It's called BoggySong.com. That's BoggySong, BoggySong.com. Another site where you can buy the CD. I wish you a lot of luck with this. And, you know, it's not easy to go into a studio today and find the people that want to record in the way that they record. It's not like, and I hate to say this term, it's not like the old days. I was having a conversation with Smokey Robinson the other day, not to be a name dropper, mm-hmm. but we were talking about the days that everybody that was in the recording session was in the room, and you had the enthusiasm and the charisma and the formula of having everybody working together. Today, the trumpet player comes in on a Tuesday, the violin player comes in on a Wednesday, and the singer comes in on Tuesday after this, and they can mix it better and everything else, but when you had to do it all at one time, that's why there were 120 takes sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I do want to add 2 things here. One, the band that played for our CD is the band that plays at the Orange Blossom Opry.
Right.
They're all veterans. I've got to give credit to those guys. When we sat down and discussed this, they knew I was going to do covers, and we all said the same thing. We're not going to do covers that are just regular covers.
Right.
We're going to do it our way. So we all sat down, and I said, well, I want this song to be a little bit more rockier than that. And it just came together. It took us about 6 weeks, but it came together. The last thing I want to say is that, yes, your show was at the Orange Blossom Opry, and you sold it out.
Oh, thank you. I have a big family. I have exactly 700 people in my family, and they're all there then. Well, Neil, I wish you much luck. As you know, I'm a big supporter of what you do. You're a terrific act. You do a great job emceeing, and I think we've come to this conclusion. You look the part, because so many times that look is gone from country music. But when you go back and look at the old country shows with Hank Snow and stuff like that, they looked like nobody that was in the audience. Today you see a lot of people in the audience that are dressed like the guys on girls on stage.
Yeah, and I'm old school with that.
I know you are.
I like to do that. You know, I should also add that Orange Blossom Opry does have other shows during the year, too. Your show is in there,
yeah.
And you'll see some of the great country western acts on there, 50s, 60s. I mean, it's really an incredible venue.
Yeah, it really is. And I hope to go back. The name of the album, It's Been a Long, Long Time, by Neil and Jenny Bach.
Yep.
Neil, thank you for joining us. Much luck with this, and we'll have you back, and we'll chat about your next venture, which I know you will have around the corner.
I will hope so. Thank you, sir.
Neil Marcus has been our guest. Nice man, I tell you. I had met him a couple of years ago, and a very talented individual, both on stage as a master of ceremonies and as a singer. As we mentioned, his CD is out right now, featuring he and his wife, Jenny Bacchus, and she's going to do a great song as we go out of this segment with Ron Sedgy today.
What about that night we cried?
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's Ron Sedgy today, live nationwide and around the world, and we're going to talk about a very serious matter. She's an Emmy and Peabody Award-winning journalist, Claudia Lombana. Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm happy to be back on your show. Happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you. Now, Claudia, even though Christmas is here this weekend, is it inappropriate to give gifts between Christmas and New Year's? That's what I want to talk about.
Definitely. Exactly. We've got so many holiday celebrations and gatherings to attend. You know, I like my wine, Ron. I say let's celebrate this holiday season, and celebrate because Stella Rosa wines are a great way to give the gift of a celebratory drink. And I like this because they've got a variety of sparkling wines, canned wines, but they also have a non-alcoholic selection called their Natural Collection. These are perfect for all of those holiday get-togethers. So this is always a crowd pleaser. You mentioned us last minute, folks. I also think that gift cards are something that 3 out of 4 consumers want to receive gift cards, and I like to head to my local Save-A-Lot grocer because Save-A-Lot is a really convenient place that can take the hectic out of the holiday hustle. Their gift cards are perfect, and for those of us who are hosting holiday gatherings, they've got great options that are easy, making our lives better. Like they've got this Mantia's frozen lasagna, which is an awesome holiday option for an easy dinner, or the Nuts and Trail mix that they have can help you, you know, kind of fuel yourself for that last-minute holiday shopping.
Is it uncouth to give a Christmas gift after Christmas?
I mean, I think if you haven't seen the person before Christmas, it's not uncouth at all, or if perhaps you just are getting your last-minute shopping done because you did not stay in town. A lot of us are traveling this time of year. I think it's absolutely okay to give a gift whenever you want. You're the one giving a gift. Nobody should be upset about that.
What about bouquets, flowers?
Yeah, this is a very popular time of year for flowers and bouquets. I think people love flower arrangements, and when they're entertaining, it's great to have those as centerpieces.
So a lot of the things we're talking about here, you can use all of these ideas right through to New Year's. I mean, the wine, the gift card, the flower arrangements.
Yeah, there's two other things I think that could be exciting, and this is a combination of taking care of our health, probably one of our most important features, which is our smiles. So this is the new toothbrush from Oral-B. It's called the Oral-B I.O. Oral-B has that iconic round brush head, but they also have combined this amazing technology with pressure sensors and multiple brushing modes and an interactive display. So there's an app that goes with this toothbrush, the Oral-B app, and the Oral-B app will real-time track while you're brushing your teeth and then coach you on what you can be doing differently to get 100% cleaner teeth and healthier gums when compared to a manual toothbrush. So it's a super cool combination of healthy and high tech for like our techies out there. And again, like something that everybody can use, right? And then another gift that I love, the movies. Who doesn't love going to the movies? This is a gift that I give every year and everybody loves it. It's the Cinemark Movie Club, and the Movie Club provides great entertainment and value year round. Right now you can save up to $20 on the Movie Club through the end of the year. You can gift 3 months of movies, 6 months of movies, or even up to a year. And this is really simple. You just go to their website at cinemark.com/giftmovieclub, and you can be on your way with an awesome gift that you don't have to go anywhere to get it, and people love going to movies.
Claudia, where can go for more information?
Tips, T-I-P-S, tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com. Hey, Claudia, it's always great talking with you. Have a great Christmas, and thank you for all the information you've always given us over the years and for your friendship.
Thank you, Ron, and happy holidays to you and Claudia.
Claudia Lombada has been our guest, consumer expert journalist who has won both Emmy and Peabody Awards for her knowledge on gift giving this holiday season. And on this lifestyle segment of the show, our next guest is brand educator for the Deutsch Family Wine and Spirits, our friend Theo Rutherford. Hey, Theo, how are you? Happy holiday, my friend.
Happy holiday, Ron. Thanks for having me back.
And we're going to talk about pairing with a charcuterie board. Up to the last time I think you and I talked, I had no clue what a charcuterie board was, and I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, but I know what it is now. And how do we really get the best out of pairing? Because that really is the secret to this whole thing, is it not?
It's definitely one of them, but they're hard to pair with. And the reason behind that is there's so many different flavors on that board.
Mm.
Not only just the different types of cheeses, but the different types of meats. Champagne is a perfect way to do that. There's nothing that says I'm celebrating like a bottle of champagne. But the reason that I like champagne is that it brings in really awesome acidity that pairs really well with salty things or those fatty cheeses, and it goes beautifully with it. So Beaujolais champagne is always one that I love doing. Really does bring that lovely acidity, and it has a little less sugar than some other champagnes, so it really brings the fruit, the acid, and is just kind of perfect with it.
There are so many kinds of wine. How do you ascertain which is the one best for you?
100%. And I always tell people there's kind of no wrong answer when we're talking about wine or spirits for that matter. It's really what you like doesn't mean that I'm going to like it, but it also doesn't mean that it's wrong. Just drink what you like. There's so many brands out there. I can only give so many suggestions and try and point people in the right direction, but ultimately it's up to what you like.
It's a different pairing situation from the charcuterie board it is to the main course.
So for the main course, my sort of secret to success is always having a bottle of white and a bottle of red on the table. You do not know what people want to drink. You also don't know what people are going to want to eat.
You know, I listen to you talk, and it just builds an enormous desire to go and have a glass of wine. I mean, you just, you know, it just, and it doesn't make any difference what time of the day it is. I could be talking to you at 2 o'clock in the morning. It just sounds like the thing to do. Is it uncouth to put ice in warm or room temperature wine?
No. In my mind, no. I always drink my white wines a little bit warmer than most, so I will usually take it out of the fridge and I will let it warm up for about 10 minutes, but some people don't like that. But the reason that I do is it really does accentuate the flavor a little bit more. A super, super cold white wine, you can't taste as well as you can with, you know, a little bit warmer. But if people really like drinking it super, super cold, that's okay. I'm not going to sit there and judge them. I may throw a little soda water on top and make it, you know, a little white wine spritz for them, but I'm not going to judge them for putting ice in it and making it as cold as they want. It's how they like drinking it. I can't judge you how you like drinking whatever you like.
I was at a wine tasting and I did that, and the fellow across from me, I think I was like robbing his house, you know, he wanted to come across the table and kill me, you know. What about pairing with dessert?
So desserts are always a little bit tough. So my secret weapon's usually to start opening that bottle of bourbon. An apple pie, there's nothing more Christmassy or more holiday than apple pie. I usually cook with a little bit of bourbon, and sometimes some finds its way into the food. I always pair a little bit of bourbon in the apple pie, but in this case, Bibb & Tucker 6-Year Small Batch Bourbon is one of my favorites to go to. Really lovely toasty note. Brings in a little bit of vanilla and just a hint of honey on the back. So you can drink it neat. You can do it in a really lovely cocktail with a little bit of sherry and coffee liqueur. But bourbon is always one of my ways to go at the end of the meal.
I think I solved my problem for the holidays. I'm just going to come over to your house.
You're invited. Come on over.
See, that's what I like to do. Go someplace where somebody's an authority and it makes for a perfect evening. Theo, where can we go for more information on this?
For more information on those brands that I talked about today, or find some other ones that you might want to give as gifts or bring to the table, DeutschFamily.com.
DeutschFamily.com. And I hope that you have a terrific holiday.
Well, thank you, Ron. You do the same, and I will come back anytime you want me.
Theo Rutherford has been our guest, sommelier and brand educator for the Deutsch Family Wine and Spirits, telling us exactly how to make our holiday season extra special by pairing the wines with a cheese tray, the main course, and dessert. He knows his stuff. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
COVID. I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDPayment.com. That's COVIDPayment.com. COVIDPayment.com.
On this Christmas weekend, that's a wrap with Ron Sedgie Today. I want to thank you for being here and all of our guests, and they include Tony Orlando, Brenda Lee, Jay Leno, singer Mark Millovatz, country singer Neil Backus, Claudia Lombana, and Theo Rutherford. Well, thank you for being part of this Christmas show. It's so nice that you tuned in. We appreciate it very much. And Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week with our New Year's show. But until then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have a Merry Christmas and plenty of blue skies and green lights.